are being made scapegoats. She now says she made an error in saying to the press that she wasn't involved. Millions of gowns supplied by the company were never used by health services. Our political correspondent Rob Powell's been looking at a statement from them.
Baroness Mohm and her husband saying that PPE MedPro was just one of a number of companies that supplied PPE and made profit in the pandemic. And they say, crucially, it's well documented that their competitive prices saved the taxpayer £100 million in comparison to rival suppliers.
Foreign Secretary is calling for a sustainable ceasefire in the escalating war between Israel and Hamas. But David Cameron has stopped short of demanding an immediate pause in fighting, saying peace must last for generations. A Network Rail manager has resigned after thousands of passengers were stranded on trains for hours in West London. Around seven services were affected after a train hit an obstruction outside London Paddington earlier this month. A site on the northernmost part of the Shetland Islands has become the UK's first licensed spaceport for vertical rocket launches. This year's Strictly Come Dancing final was watched by an average of 8.8 million viewers. That's a drop of around 400,000 on last year. Sport now. Rangers have won the Scottish League Cup for a record-extending 28th time. They beat Aberdeen 1-0 at Hampden Park. In the Premier League, Liverpool need to beat rivals Manchester United to go top. Live to Shane Pinnington at Anfield.
Whereas Liverpool 0, Manchester United 0, and it's so far so good for Erik ten Hag's men, who've clearly come here to frustrate Liverpool and have so far done a really good job of it. Salah twice and Van Dijk a four saves from Onana, but clear-cut chances are few and far between. Garnacho's 20-yard shot and Hoyland's effort for all the visitors have offered going forward here. It's Liverpool 0, Manchester United 0.
Arsenal beat Brighton 2-0, Aston Villa 2-1 winners at Brentford. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two million people applied, but only one person got through. DJ Nigel. It's time to face the music.
The best soul, funk and disco on a Sunday night in Essex.
From a studio somewhere far, far away, you find the best soul, funk and boogie. Here is the man himself, Nigel Fitzmaurice.
Nigel. He's a legend.
Wow. I only had a small part and I managed to mess that up. No. Anyway, well done to absolutely everybody that was in our panto. To Claire and everyone from the arts team as well. Fantastic. There we are, you see. Oh, no, we didn't. Oh, yes, we did. Shall we do it again then? Or shall we hear it again then? Why not? It's Stepping Out with Nigel on Sunday night. A special guest coming up for us at around about 6:30-ish. We have the lovely Linda Calvey with us. The best soul, funk and disco music as well. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere we go. That's what we're here for. Ellen!
Something's going on, it's the middle. And my ESP woke me up.
Oh, Nigel.
I know what's going on, girl. You ain't been treating me right. And your sweet talking ain't enough.
Phoenix FM.
Yeah, I know you're missing with at least two other guys. You fooled me a long time, but the kid is getting wise. Yes, I am. But you were on the telephone. That's when I heard you tell him to come over tonight.
said you were gonna be alone. Yeah, I heard you mention that I had some place to go, and you helped me pack my things, but it's you who's got to go. Yes, it is.
Was the biggest clean-up from a panto I have ever seen. Yes, there was tablecloths on the tables and food and everything, and then it's all gone. The whole crew have disappeared. It's me on my tot right now. Phoenix 98 Sunday. What the hell are you talking about, Nigel?
Oh, Nigel. What's occurring?
What is occurring indeed? Right, this is cool. Going back to love. Hello to everyone out there that normally tunes in to me. And if you've been listening to the panto, right now, you are with Nigel on Phoenix 98 FM. Stepping out. Linda Calvey in a little while. Yep, it's all going on. Cat Stevens track coming up for Sammy in a while. Lady Sammy, of course.
Let's get back to love.
Oh.
Stop. Let's slow down all this. We're denying, so don't close the door. Where these two hearts belong, we'll be there once more.
FM. Nigel.
King, of course, tracks out there, Love Come Down and all that sort of stuff. That's a classic one. That's remastered off of the album. Fantastic. We've all been doing our albums of the year and so forth, single of the year. It's in the Gazette coming out this week as well. Yeah, busy for absolutely everyone. And, of course, it was fantastic, wasn't it? Just being in a Panto earlier on. Absolutely worn out now.
The best soul, funk and disco on a Sunday night in Essex.
Yep. Hello to you all. I'll say hi to a couple of you in a minute and say hi to me, Lise, who's done something like 800 miles today. Wow. Such a legend. She's great. So hi to me, Lise. And to all of you listening in right now, let me know. Just message me and let me know you're listening, please. Thank you very much.
FM.
beautiful blue-eyed soul for you there. Nice bit of Carly Simon. Wow. Oh, yeah. So, hello to me lovely Lisa. She's driven so many miles today. Amazing lady. So, hi to you, Lisa. To Donna and David. Caitlin and Kia. Skanky one. Catch up with you later as well. So whatever you do this evening, hi. Yes, and a big hi to hi to Ronnie Richardson, hello to you, how are you? Jenny Moore, hello to you. Sammy Cole, hello Sammy. Lady Sammy Cole, of course. Nigel, could you play any Cat Stevens song for me tonight, please? And thank you. I've been in hospital for a few days now, had Parkinson's seizure, but I'm home now recovering from it. I'll be listening in to you tonight from 6 p.m. And also tonight, honey, love to all of you. And also, can you say hi to Linda for me, please? And thank you. I've got Cat Stevens lined up for you. Where is it? Let me just find it for you. And that is Mother and Son. How's that? Is that all right for you? And also, Alex and Maisie are listening in as well from Great Baddo. Amazing. It was me and Panto. Was it? I don't know, yeah. Funky, I was funky, yeah. This is Shaggy, by the way.
I don't know how I let this happen.
Need to go for one of those wee wees right now.
I don't know what to do.
So it wasn't you. Nigel.
Came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door.
Oh, Nigel.
We were both club-making love at the bathroom door. How could I forget that I had given her an extra fee? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you've been at the woman access to your villa. Just for son of weakness, all of your clean on your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Just review the situation, don't you call the peanut. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her, say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. I need to come, you tell her, baby, no baby.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I put her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Each of us when we were both in love on the bathroom floor.
I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me?
She knows that I'm really not a right vivix. I never used to see you make the jigger low flex. As somebody else in favor, you in the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she ever bring a whole heap of things up from the past. All the little evidence, you better know for mass. Quick by your hands, sir, go off it off. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
No, wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both club making love on the bathroom floor.
How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Wanna tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. I've been listening to your reason, it makes no sense at all. Need to tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. You may think that you're a player, but you're completely lost. It's my thing. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both caught making love on the bathroom floor.
How could I forget that I had given her an extra fee? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, yes. Well, that's better. Ooh. It was a panto wee wee time, that was, I tell you. Hello to Peter Hayes as well. Good evening to you. To all of the folks that were there last night sending messages throughout the day, hello to you as well. Lisa Martin's here. Although you got flu, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It doesn't happen on the radio waves, so it's fine. You just sniffle there, and I'll sniffle here, and we'll be fine. Hello to you in Paulie Dorset, and keep yourself warm, lovely, and hi to you. Sorry that you wasn't there last night, but we did miss you. Much love to you, and well done on the buffet, apparently, so well done to you. All very nice indeed. Right, here we go. Just a little bit of this. Yeah, that's the Christmas bed, eh? Hold tight.
Mikey's Breakfast.
Do you know what I want to talk to you about today? My missus does impressions of me. Does anybody else's other half do that? I don't do that to her. You know, my wife would be talking about me to her mum. While I'm in the room, don't even wait till I've left the room. And she goes, and then all of a sudden he says,
what are you doing that for?
She pulls a face. You get this? And all of a sudden, I've got some sort of speech impediment.
Mikey's Breakfast, 7 to 10 weekdays on Phoenix FM.
Mikey in the morning. Mikey. Yes, indeed. He's a flaming legend, the man. He might even pop in a bit later on. He might bring my computer back to me. Bless him. So that's Mikey in the morning. Absolutely amazing. His wife doesn't sound like that at all. Bless. Yeah, that was Mikey. Right, let's just do this.
Nigel, radio's answer to Just for Men.
Do, 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 do. So I hope you feel better very soon, Lisa. Much love to you all down there in Paul as well. Oh, hello to Sammy as well. Lady Sammy, of course. Thank you, Nigel. Pleasure, as always. Hopefully you'll be better for the 22nd, yeah? But this right now is a fantastic song. This is I Love Your Smile. Coming up very soon, Linda Calvey, yeah. That'll be me then. And Nessa, of course, all the way from Gavin and Stacey. Bless her. Right, music coming up for you. John Holt, Billy Paul, Hose and Kirsty McCall. See, that rhymes, doesn't it, see? Billy Paul and Kirsty McCall with the Pogues. Cat Stevens, especially for Sammy. Leona Lewis. Tina Turner. Connie Minogue. That's a centre baby. Phil Collins and Philip Bailey.
Do.
I just had that laugh at the end. I don't know I was laughing at, but hey ho. So that's us right here on Phoenix FM. If you're listening in tonight, so pleased to have you on board. And be nice, yeah. Right, this is a classic song. Oh yeah, Shalimar and A Night to Remember, taken from the album Friends. Amazing. Early 80s, this one. What a great act this lot was.
Phoenix FM. Nigel.
Radio's answer to Just for Men.
Oh, Nigel.
Fantastic, there we are. Saw them at Fairfield Halls in Croydon in the very early 80s. Did a nice interview for them because I could in them days, and I still do now. And I interviewed them a little while ago as well.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Yes, he was here as well. He was the mirror on the Panto. Yes, what a brilliant. And here we are. Oswald. Especially to you, Darren, Mr. Mirror. Top work. Well done. Nice to see him. Haven't seen him for a long, long time. And to all the other people as well. Good afternoon, you all. Evening.
Why standeth in the shadows and bow your head? Life is for living. It's not for the dead, my friend. With situation, they'll hunt for their solution. But let all hearts be as one, and then how many things I shall be denied? Instead, you take what you get. Now your shame make you hide. Boy, can't stand the pressure.
Oswald. No, you can't. No, you can't. Right, coming up 8 o'clock tonight. I'll play it for you in just a minute. Yeah. We had the main man here just a moment ago, Mikey Porter. Yep, popped in with me computer. Top man, thank you very much, Mikey. Legend he is at breakfast time. And his wife doesn't really sound like this. Shall I play it again?
Mikey's Breakfast.
Do you know what I want to talk to you about today? My missus does impressions of me. Does anybody else's other half do that? I don't do that to her. You know, my wife will be talking about me to her mum. While I'm in the room, don't even wait till I've left the room. And she goes, and then all of a sudden he says,
what are you doing that for?
She pulls a face. You get this? And all of a sudden, I've got some sort of speech impediment.
Mikey's Breakfast, 7 to 10 weekdays on Phoenix FM. Mikey in the
morning. Join me, Zampi Behrman, for 2 hours of great 80s music and memories every Sunday from 8 o'clock. Duran Duran, The Eurythmics, Mel and Kim or Liquid Gold. It's Greaties on Phoenix FM.
As promised then, this one goes out to Lisa Martin, especially if you're not feeling very well at the minute. Hope you feel better very soon. It's John Holt and The Moment of My Life. Our guests are in the studio. Yep. Oh, talking to them very, very soon indeed. So proud I am. So proud.
Ice from cold nights in the morning. It's the morning of my life. In the daytime, I will meet you as before. You will find me waiting by the ocean floor, building castles in the shifting sand, in a world that no one understands. In the morning, it's the morning of my life. In the morning of my life. In the morning. Your life, it's only morning and you still to live your day. In the evening, I will fly you to the moon, to the top right hand corner of the ceiling in my room, where we'll stay until the sun shines another day. To swing on clothesline, may I be yours. It's the morning of my life. It's the morning of my life. In the morning.
Bit of Billy Paul for you right now. This is Sooner or Later. Still to come, we've got music from Elvis coming up because Linda and the other lady I'm not mentioning right now. I can't mention it. Can I mention your name? Kirsty Moore, of course. Hello. We'll talk to you nicely in a minute, and to Linda as well. Both looking splendid in the studio tonight, like two rays of sunshine. And the shepherds are on their way.
You think about this love, you turn it down. Sooner or later. Hey girl, tell me why you keep me at a distance all the time. We can't touch the sky.
your heart be your guide. No, girl, you can't stay. It doesn't matter. We both know it isn't true. If we could get together, then you'll see. I'm the one who loves you. I'm the one who needs you. Sooner or later, you gotta come around.
Paul, what a star. Sooner or later, and a message from Claire Giveau saying, well, that was our first Christmas panto. So much fun. And huge thanks to everyone for getting into the spirit. Who took a picture of us all for the Gazette. So many stars of the show. An extra special shout out to Kev Pigott as well for his screeching. Yeah, but he also drove the desk as well. He had 8 microphones up in one go, bless him. lots of twists, twirlers, cheesy biscuits, mince pies and everything. Yeah, it was all there. I never had anything apart from a couple of sweets. Spencer Carter says hello. Kevin Pigott says hello. And Claire says, thank you very much to everyone that was involved in the panto this afternoon. Was I part of it? Yes, I was. And my name? Funky. Right, good evening to Linda Kelby. Hello.
Good evening. Thank you for having me again,
Nigel. Always a pleasure. We'll talk about your book in a minute. Mm-hmm. And I've got a copy. Where's it? It's been nicked, hasn't it?
Thief. Even I haven't got a copy.
No, I've got a signed copy. Second edition. There's only two, and I've got one of them. Oh, yes. I'm so pleased. Yes. Kirsty says, "Well, that's nice, isn't it?"
Very
but
nice.
You've already read it, so don't you?
Yes,
yeah, yes, you have.
Well, she's read bits.
She's read bits. Yeah, you always bits, isn't you? So we'll talk to Kirsty very soon as well, because there's a special event coming up on the 22nd. That's next week on Friday. We can talk to Linda after the next song. What we're going to do, because I know that she's a big fan of all your you people here as well. Lady Sammy sent me a message earlier on, and I'm going to see if I can find it, but it's all to do with her friend and everything else. Also, Lisa Martin says hello.
Hello.
Not very well at the minute, bless her. Hi yes. to Kirsty as well.
Hello.
And turn Linda up.
Turn Linda up.
Not on, up.
And wish Sammy Cole better.
Sammy Cole, yes, she's not very well. She had one of her little moments, didn't she, bless her?
Yes.
But she's home now.
Good.
All right. So this one goes out to you, Sammy, and then we'll come straight back talking to Linda about her book and Kirsty about a special event coming up very soon indeed, and another sort of song as well. Rather nice. Yes, all coming up.
My Lady Dapanville, why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. My Lady Dapanville, does it grieve me so? But your heart seems so silent. Why do you breathe so low? Why do you breathe so low? My Lady Dapanville, why do you sleep so still?
tomorrow. And you will be my field. Yes, you will be my field. You look so cold tonight. Your lips feel like a cloud. Your skin has turned to white. Your skin has turned to white. My Lady D'Abanville, why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. La 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 la. 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 La 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 la. Why do you greet me so? But your heart seems so silent. Why do you breathe so low? Why do you breathe so low? I love you, my lady. Though in your grave you lie, I'll always be with you. This rose will never die. This rose will never die. I loved you, my lady. Though in your grave you lie, I'll always be with you. This rose will never die. This rose will never die.
Two Cat Stevens in a row. Two cats in the same place, not a good idea. Right, anyway. That was Lady D'Urberville. Of course, for Lady Sammy, of course. Catch up with you on Friday. Hopefully you do feel better. Let's go back to the ladies. Linda, fantastic. Now, I'm so pleased, because I've got...
You're welcome.
I've got a second copy of this. And as I always say, I was talking to a couple of people last night about obviously doing this show and everything, and people you know as well. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, to me, I mean, it's probably about fourth or fifth time you've been here now. Mm-hmm. And it always feels great having you in. And the stuff that you do is amazing. The stuff you do for charity and everything is amazing. And now we've got this fantastic book, which has actually been approved and sanctioned, if you like, by Kimberly Chambers as well. Saying she couldn't be here tonight, but
yes.
We'll catch up with her another time, yeah. So it's one of the best books about prison I've ever read, okay? And this is a true
It's my journey through prison, through both of my sentences.
So the hard reality of prison and what it takes to survive, well, you know all about that, don't you?
Yes.
So, I mean, there's lots in there. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect, and it's a true story, because the other two books, The Locksmith and
The Game, are crime fiction.
Fiction, yeah.
My first book, which was The Black Widow.
There's a spider up there, we found it earlier.
That's my life story from growing up and through my life and my time. This is purely my journey through prison.
Yeah, and how in depth have you gone with it?
Well, I've
have gone, you named names? Or
yes,
anything?
I have. I have named names of people that I've met along the way.
Yeah.
And it's... I think it's a book... It's not all doom and gloom.
No.
And there are some quite hard, dark parts to it.
Yeah.
But there's also some light-hearted, funny bits. That's so I wanted it to be a balance. I didn't want people to read it and go, God, more doom, more gloom, more
tears. That lady over there... You said tears and joy, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yeah. On Facebook, wasn't it?
Yeah, Facebook, yeah. She, so, but I just...
When I was having a conversation with Linda about the book the other day, and she was telling me some of the content, and you kind of like, what? Can you say that again?
Mm.
Because it's just insane what Linda went through in prison.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, well, definitely.
I think one of the things what you said, what, was when I said the original judge said, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do, and sentenced me to 7 years.
Yeah.
And at the end of that 7 years, I got a knock on my cell door, and it was the senior officer, and he said, Linda, would you come down to the office? I've got some bad news. So I said, well, has something happened to anybody in my family, my parents, my children? He said, oh, no, 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 nothing like that. So I said, well, whatever it is, it can't be that terrible. Just tell me. So he said, can I open the door? So I said, yes. So he opened the door and he went, please come downstairs and have a lot, I'll make you a coffee or something. I went, no, just tell me. And he went, the Home Office has given you another 8 years. On top of the seven. And that was when I got to the end of the seven.
Yeah.
And I said to Kirsty, and she went, what?
Yeah,
can you imagine you've just been...
Got to the end of seven.
Yeah. 7 years.
Yeah.
That is absolutely shocking.
You're looking forward to going home, you're looking forward to seeing your
family. Yeah, absolutely.
And all of a sudden, you get the exact same, but a bit more time than you just served.
Yeah, now that is awful, isn't it? Yeah. So you can imagine that sort of scenario. And obviously we know the history and why you was there... And everything else, and even that was a bit of a major cover up, wasn't it? So,
yes.
So that's not. So the book is called Life Inside. That's a very good example of what we can expect. This is not something that you've read out there. This is something a little bit more than that, isn't it? I think personally, it's a whole new level of writing. True stories, and obviously, those of you know Linda, she was the Black Widow. And everything else, and has a really strong history. But Life Inside, a hard